Can we get some meatloaf?
Finally, ho, neighborinos.
We need two big pizzas, man. Everything on them.
Hi, ho, neighbor.
Nobody nothing in my neighborhood.
Hey, Mom! The meatloaf! We want it now! The meatloaf!
This is The Steve Cochran Show.
On 720 WGN.
It is time now for G to do her thing, which she does every Wednesday, which that is Neighborhood Eats. And, you know, we have an apprentice on More on Entertainment. It's John.
Yes.
John knows food. He could be your apprentice on Neighborhood Eats.
Well, I think he has far exceeded apprentice status in terms of Neighborhood Eats. I really enjoy when he's here on Wednesdays because I love his two cents. He's quite the... you enjoy dining.
We do. My wife and I do.
I love that. So this week it is Rue Chicago, R-O-O-H, Chicago, on Restaurant Row, Randolph Street, in the West Loop.
That's expensive.
You know what?
I don't mean the restaurant. I mean the rent.
Oh, yes.
The real estate there.
The rent is
expensive.
I mean,
you know, you're not going to have people just coming in there for 10 minutes. These are people that are coming in to be a part of that. They want to be a fixture.
Absolutely. And things are chic there. It's hip. It's happening, and there hasn't been an Indian restaurant recently, and Rue Chicago is sort of setting the standard. It's authentic.
Good.
It's traditional flavors, but it's elevated.
It'd be great if we had somebody from Rue in with us.
We do.
What?
Have somebody. Yes, we have the owner, Manish Malik, is with us. Hi, Manish.
Hey, good morning.
Nice to see you.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
When I was telling Steve about this during the commercial break, he's like, what do you mean by progressive? Do you mean politics? I'm like, no. So I'm going to have you describe that, if you don't
what
mind.
What is progressive Indian?
It's basically using the traditional flavors of Indian spices that have evolved over thousands of years.
Sure.
But integrating them with modern gastronomic techniques.
Fusion?
No.
Not fusion.
We are not fusion. We are, you know, traditional Indian from a spices standpoint, but progressive from using modern ingredients, different ingredients that are unique to Indian food, like avocado or tuna in our street food, a very popular street food enjoyed by billions every day.
Okay.
Pronounced bhel. So we use tuna, and that's unheard of, and guests are loving it.
So it's like a lot of modern cooking techniques, a very refined approach, a modern approach.
Yes.
And then they also source local ingredients as well. And the cool thing about this is I want Manish to explain how he got involved. And you are a Chicagoan. How long have you been in Chicago?
More than a decade, about 11 years now.
And how did you come upon Rue, and why did you want to bring Rue to Chicago?
Great question. You know, I came to the country back in 95. Landed in Ohio, went to school there, but you know, heard about Devon Street in Chicago, which was a very popular place back then to go and feel at home and enjoy Indian cooking and so forth. So we would drive down, and you know, it was like an event on a weekend. Finish our schoolwork, come here, enjoy a meal, and literally drive back 12 hours.
So you weren't a restaurant guy then.
I wasn't.
Okay.
I was, I did an MBA in finance.
The corporate world.
Yes. Spent 20 years in the IT world, but stumbled upon this concept in San Francisco and met executive chef, and was literally blown away.
Well, that's the thing, right, about a chef. You got to find a chef that can pull this off.
Absolutely. I mean, this is, you know, this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing, and when you see it, you just, you know, get drawn to it.
But this was nothing like you had ever experienced on Devon Street.
No, absolutely not. You know, Devon is all about buffets and traditional food. And based on whatever I saw over the last 20 years, you know, there's no professional focus on cooking Indian food. What I mean by that is, you know, the talent. There's no culinary experiences.
And the Rue that he experienced and what Rue showcases is India today. So if you travel to major cities in India today,
absolutely,
it is progressive, it is modern.
Yep.
There is a rise of India right now.
Are we talking about the big cities, Mumbai and
yes,
and Bhopal and various
big
places?
Metros, yes. Yeah. And, you know, in fact, we have Michelin star chefs coming to India and setting up shops or pop-ups and collaborating.
Where'd you find your chef? I mean, I know he's sitting to your left, but where'd you find him?
Well, actually, this is Chef de Cuisine, Sahil Sethi, who is second in command of actual...
Oh, that's true. You don't want to say you're the head guy. Chefs are crazy.
Well, he is. He is technically the head guy. But executive chef Sujan Sarkar is actually traveling today. Yeah. But Sahil, if you want to describe some of the food that you have there, that would be amazing.
Yeah, so basically it's a journey to India. So we have taken inspiration from different parts of India. It's not just limited to North cuisine or the cuisine from South of the Indian chapter. But again, wherever we find inspiration from could be North, South, East or West, is to bring down that flavors and inculcate that into our cuisine. Is also experiencing something which Midwest produce has to offer. So everywhere we open restaurant, which Chef Sujan is basically bringing our Indian innovated ideas and using the local produce from that particular region where the restaurant is located at. So,
and where did you learn your craft?
Me, I've learned all from all over the India, and plus I've done my stages with Noma in Copenhagen.
Which is like the best, one of the best restaurants in the world. Yeah.
And I love talking to your chefs about this. What's your favorite thing on the menu?
On my menu, it's going to be the tuna bill that we're presenting today, because it's an amalgamation of something which is raw, it's like a ceviche, and then we amalgamate that with the Indian cuisine as well. So something which is unheard of in Indian cuisine, and beef short rib. I'm not a beef lover. Yeah, but again, when it comes to eating something like a beef short rib, why not? Because it's paired with a Madras curry. So flavors of India, of course, paired with the beef that is, again, of a high quality grade, which is from U.S. So
We are literally breaking myths and perceptions, you know.
Well, also sounds like you're innovating.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But this isn't the stereotype buffet with
all,
like, really, like, the spices aren't overpowering to the point where you can't taste the actual star of the dish, right?
Absolutely, because
you want to enjoy the dish, not smell like the dish for the rest of the day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you want to enjoy the flavors, not get overwhelmed by it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, hot food. I mean, Indian food doesn't have to make you sweat. Mm-hmm. The spices don't have to make you sweat. The spices need to enhance the flavor.
Yeah.
You need to feel it.
And the cool thing Manish said is, like, this is, like, if you go to India today, and if you're in the city, this is, you're going to experience something similar to what Rue is doing.
Absolutely.
It's not, and Devon is still, we love Devon, and we love that kind of traditional,
yes,
old school style,
absolutely.
But it's kind of something that you would have experienced 20 years ago.
Exactly. If you haven't evolved.
Yeah, you know, and here's the thing. So I'm looking at the menu. Okay. A couple of things. I was, first of all, price. These are more than reasonable. I was at my wife and I went to a franchise steak place from down under. I won't say the name. and the prices were even more than you have. And also, I'm ready to order. So can we take that? The roasted butternut squash, I'm telling you right now, I want that. And the whole sea bass, the sea bass?
That's my favorite.
Come on.
It's delicious.
I would go any place for sea bass.
Yeah, it is delicious. It's outstanding.
And just a quick mention, they do have a special coming up for Diwali, if you can quickly explain what Diwali is.
Diwali is a festival of lights, the victory of good over evil, celebrated by billions in India and around the world. So,
and fast becoming an international holiday.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And it's just a celebration of life, you know. And we have a tasting menu, $85, including gratuity and taxes.
Wow.
It's 4-course, and, you know, we have a one-day special menu created, curated by Executive Chef Sujan Sarkar and Chef de Cuisine Sahil. So it's going to, you know, tickets are going fast.
And you mentioned this out the air, but I think it's worth mentioning, too, even though we're long here. And that is that even with the explosion of the Indian population in the greater Chicago area, this is not a restaurant just for natives. This is for everybody.
Absolutely. And, you know, we see it every day. I'm there every day. And it really is thrilling to see the reception we've gotten from the community.
Yeah, you know, by the way, coming from IT, I don't know if you know this, your first restaurant's not supposed to work.
I know.
It's supposed to be a flop.
I've invested in a lot of derivative instruments, and I know how risky they are.
Yeah.
This is right up there.
How about that?
But I guess all that training has helped me build up my
risk. Congrats on the success.
Thank you so much.
Do we read about it?
Oh, on the Sun-Times website and WGN Radio's website as well.
WGNradio.com.
Yep, and you can get reservations at roochicago.com.
Spell Rue.
ROOH Chicago.com.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you both, gentlemen.
Thanks so much.
And congrats on the success.
Thank you very much.
And we'll come over, and John will attack you for your sea
bass. We look forward to it.
Okay. I also want to order two paneer chili rolls.
Okay, we're still on the air, John.